All right, homelessness here in Los Angeles has gone down by 5%, according to the city's annual count that was released yesterday. The one area where numbers increased, though, the unsheltered homeless, up 32% over the past 2 years. In 2016, reporter Gloria Hillard reported on the dangers women face unsheltered on LA's Skid Row, and she recently returned.
What has changed on Skid Row since I was here 2 years ago? The one thing, the sidewalks have disappeared, hidden beneath sagging tents and what spills from them. Bicycle tires, condoms, blankets, stuffed animals, and hypodermic needles. So now, everyone walks in the middle of the street, dodging the cars that speed up just to get through this place. One woman, tall with blonde gray hair, is moving quickly, headed to a daytime shelter down the street.
As fast as she can to the mission to get inside where it's much safer.
That's LAPD officer Dion Joseph. It's 10:30 in the morning.
Now there's no difference between day and night.
Joseph has been working Skid Row for 20 years, but it's never been this bad.
Whenever I see a new face, especially a woman, I tell them the rules. Don't borrow money from anybody, because once you do that, you are bought and paid for it. There's a woman here who was forced by the Grape Street Crips to give up her entire Social Security check every month to be able to stay on the block.
A few feet away, a woman in a bright pink T-shirt is trying to clean up the litter in front of her tent. 57-year-old Deborah Williams says she's trying to keep it like a house. She's been here 5 months.
And 5 months is too long. I'm trying to get out of here. I know it's too old to be down here, but things happen.
They are you or me, divided by circumstance.
Georgia Berkovich is with the Midnight Mission.
It's a catastrophic illness in the family that depleted their savings. It's victims of domestic violence who would rather live on the street than be with their abuser.
Berkovich says one of the circumstances increasingly impacting women is the lack of affordable housing. Of course, one never imagines they'll end up on Skid Row, she says.
First, you'd stay with some friends, maybe you'd stay with some family, and maybe you'd wear out your welcome, and so you think, well, you know what, we'll just go stay in our car.
The next step, she says, is usually a shelter, but most of the shelters are full, so you get a tent.
But now the drug dealers and pimps take over your tent. Now you're doing things that you swore you'd never do.
Many of the women on the street pull suitcases behind them. 51-year-old Joyce Robles is one of them. She wears a heavy camouflage jacket, and it's a very hot day.
My husband passed away about 3 years ago.
She's been living on the streets for two.
So I've been raped, I've been stabbed, I've been gangs, you know, it's been hard out here for me.
You can guess how long people have been here by the anger or despair on their faces, their clothing, the way they walk. The two young women coming out of the downtown women's center had none of the telltale signs of homelessness.
We just got here from Louisville 3 months ago.
Kat Greer and her partner, who is deaf, were dropped off at the downtown Greyhound station blocks away. They hadn't even heard of Skid Row.
We still can't find a place to live. There's no way to find a place to live together.
They feel lucky a shelter took them in. They insist it's only temporary. As I said goodbye, I hoped that was true, because here they say, with each passing day, leaving is less of an option. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.